In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
The new translation of the Roman Missal will be used to celebrate Mass in Catholic parishes across England and Wales from Advent 2011. Some elements will be used from September. In this podcast, we speak to Bishop Arthur Roach of Leeds, who's chair of ISIL, the International Commission for English in the Liturgy. Now, we're looking at the first English translation in nearly 40 years, the second overall. So how historic a moment is this?
Well, I think that the new translation will actually be an enormous gift to the Church worldwide for all sorts of reasons, but particularly because the translation, being closer to the Latin originals, is also bringing the prayers back to their biblical and patristic origins. And it occurs to me that one of the aspirations of the Second Vatican Council all those many years ago was to ensure that the scriptures were once again a major part of Catholic life. And so the opening of the scriptures has been vitally important during the whole of this reformation of the Church that has been taking place and the renewal that has continued to take place since then. You know, they used to say that St. Bernard of Clairvaux spoke scripturally. He knew the scriptures so well that actually when he was speaking, when he was preaching, he spoke scripturally. And our young people today would say that he spoke Bible. And in a sense, you know, when you assimilate these prayers, as we have done the former texts from the 1970s and made them our own to become part of our conscious way of praying, when these new prayers are assimilated, I believe that the great gift that they will give to our people is that they will help them to pray scripturally, because the nuances are there very clearly in those new prayers.
Now, we're talking almost 40 years. It's going to be a generational shift, isn't it, for a whole generation of Catholics. Are you confident that people will get to grips with it?
Well, all I can offer you is my own personal experience with regard to this. Whenever I go on visitation to the parishes of my own diocese, I have for some considerable time now been using the prayers of the Mass without any comment from people whatsoever. And often, I have to say, people will say, what a beautiful prayer that was. Also, you know, when the bishops of the Commission of ISIL have been meeting in various English-speaking parts of the world, we have every morning in an ordinary parish been using the full text for the celebration at Mass, at which people from that parish have been present. And we've never had a negative reaction, despite, you know, some of the pundits in the press that would say, you know, this isn't going to work, you know, people are going to be up in arms or whatever. That has never been the case, and often people have said, how very prayerful. I can't think of any greater sort of commendation than how very prayerful. Also, it's very interesting to note that in New Zealand, which I think is very like us culturally, they've been using the people's parts now since before Christmas, and there's been no difficulty about all of that, except for one word, consubstantial, which seemed to trip people up a little bit. But consubstantial, of course, was one of these theological words of compromise to bring together the fathers of the Great Council when they were trying to describe the Christological reality of Christ. So it's an important word in itself, and catechetically will be, even if people don't quite understand it, will be quite important.
Do you think people, as I am at the moment, having had a look, will be struck by its beauty?
I think so. I think musicians have already been struck by that. When they've been presented with the text to put into music, they've said it's much more rhythmical and so on. I think that it certainly has a nobility of language. And English is such a very fine language, as we know. Indeed, we've been celebrating only this year the anniversary of the King James Bible, which is a masterpiece, like Shakespeare, of the English language. We've been able to recapture something of the deprecatory sense of prayer in these texts, which of itself demands greater poetry, greater preciseness, but also a certain humility which English itself, by its own language, is able to deliver in such a very lovely and straightforward way.
Do you think we will end up with a more sung Mass?
Yes, that's clearly the hope. In the third edition of the Latin Roman Missal, that there's much more music for the people as well as for the priest. And hopefully I think that it will be an occasion to raise the standard of music, but also the dialogue between priest and people, which is very helpful. I'm going to ask everyone in my diocese, as from September, for example, to start singing the musical version that they find in the new Missal for the Sanctus, the Agnus Dei, for the Gloria. There's even the Creed, if you want to use it also in music. But it will also, you know, when you sing something, it becomes more memorable. But if we can even get those very simple chants, it would mean that at any celebration of the Mass, we can simply chime up with the Gloria and everyone will know what text to join in with.
Now, you know, these things happen in years, tens of years in some cases. It takes a long time. And obviously, as chair of ISIL, the International Commission for English in the Liturgy, you've worked with many bishops in the English-speaking countries and also our bishops in England and Wales. Has that been a difficult process or is everybody on board?
Well, it's been certainly a challenging process because there was initially in the 80s a will amongst bishops for a change in the Mass text. You see, back in the 70s, when the first Latin edition of the Novus Ordo Missae was published, ISIL produced an English version under considerable pressure, and the bishops of that time knew that they would have to revisit and revise that text. However, the other texts for the celebration of the sacramental rites were also following on from the Missal, so they didn't really get the opportunity to do so. In the 80s, then, bishops thought that there ought to be a more elevated style of English in use for the celebration of Mass. I've discovered that it's been one of the great privileges, really, to be able to travel around the English-speaking world and, indeed, to address very many English-speaking conferences of bishops. And I found that the bishops, of course, are very sort of cautious about change. I think it's very interesting. Change was something that we were very used to in the 60s. And at the Vatican Council, less so today. But nonetheless, once they know what the process is all about and what we've been trying to achieve under the new rules of translation, they've actually been very much engaged in the whole process. And it has been one of the most significant developments since the publication of the English version of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So the importance of the teaching elements within the sacred rites is something which, of course, belongs to bishops, and which they naturally have an enormous sense of claim on the text. So it's been very interesting. They've all had their own minds about things. We've sifted through their comments and their suggestions, and the text was then put to them for vote. They voted on it, they accepted it, put to Rome. Rome has done some more editing of the text, and what we have, I think, is a very reasonable text indeed.
Well, it's great to see the Church working so collegiately and what is an enormous project, really. But I just want to finish, Bishop Arthur, by saying, if you had your own way, what would you wish for the Catholic community to take out of worshipping using the new translation?
I would hope that they will realise that whenever they attend Mass, there's more than the physical congregation visibly around them there, that they're entering into a reality which is taking place in heaven as well as here on earth.
That was Bishop Arthur Roach, Bishop of Leeds and Chair of ISIL, the International Commission for English in the Liturgy. For more on the new translation of the Roman Missal, visit www.missal.org.uk.